Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host, Meghna Chakrabarty, is out today. We're going to begin today with a number, 40,323. That's the number of individuals potentially affected by the state crime lab scandal. You'll recall that more than a year ago, the Hinton crime lab was shut down after it was revealed that chemist Annie Ducan mishandled tens of thousands of pieces of criminal evidence. She's been charged with manipulating thousands of drug test results, potentially compromising thousands of criminal cases. Today, David Meyer, a former prosecutor appointed by Governor Deval Patrick to identify all cases affected by the scandal, finished his work. According to Meyer, there are several thousand more individuals affected than were previously identified.
Today, I submitted to the governor on behalf of the task force a final report as well as a updated, revised master list of approximately 40,000 individuals whose drug samples were in some way associated with drug testing performed by chemist Annie Ducan from approximately 2003 to the present.
And joining us now is WBUR's Deb Becker, who's been covering this case since it began. And Deb, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Anthony.
So the number that we had heard prior today was something like 34,000 individuals associated with that tainted evidence. Now the number is up above 40,000. Tell us how David Meyer went about figuring this out.
Well, it's obviously been a long process because he's been at this for close to a year, Anthony. But initially what happened was the Department of Public Health flagged thousands of cases. They estimated 34,000 to 37,500 cases, and that was based on the number of samples that the Department of Public Health believed that Annie Ducan had tested as either a primary or secondary chemist. That's essentially lab terminology for whether it's the first person who's tested the potential drug to come in, or whether it's somebody who just signs off on a test. So anyway, that was the first number from the Department of Public Health. And as David Meyer alludes to in this report that he delivered to the governor today, the reason that officials couldn't get an exact number at that time is because of what he calls shortcomings in the lab's own database. That means that people's names weren't properly recorded, they weren't correctly registered with the particular drug sample tested. There was one person's name listed when several people were charged around one sample. So it was a very complex process. And what Meyer did essentially was go through that list from the Department of Public Health, and then he went through by hand all of the documents at the lab as well. He said there were 3.5 million documents from the now closed Hinton lab in Jamaica Plain.
And by looking at all of the laboratory documents, we were able to generate an additional approximately 2,500 names based upon review of all the documents. And therefore, we were able to say that as of today, there are approximately 40,000 names of individuals whose drug samples were associated with chemist Annie Ducan in some way.
So, Deb, really some exhaustive work there. And help us understand just what this means. 40,000 individuals potentially affected. Does that mean 40,000 criminal cases potentially compromised?
Well, it means that 40,000 people had their samples tested in one way or another by Annie Ducan. The number of cases are roughly around that. And what we know about those cases is not completely clear, although what Meyer said today was that 2,000 people were immediately identified as being incarcerated. And that happened a year ago when the lab first closed. So those people were put on a fast track to have their cases reviewed in special sessions of the court to determine what would be done because there were questions about the drug tests that were used as evidence. Of a total of 10,000 cases were considered priority. Those 2,000 incarcerated and an additional 8,000 people who were either on probation or parole or out on bail. So those folks Meyer said they tried to deal with specifically right away, particularly the 2,000 folks incarcerated. And about 340 folks so far have been released from custody from the Superior Court because their tests were related to Annie Ducon. And what Meyer said today was, you know, it's not up to him to determine what happened to these people. He was basically the person who was in charge of identifying all of those folks whose cases might be affected by Annie Ducon.
The scope of my role and my mission was to do just that. It wasn't to make assessments or judgments or evaluations on any individual case. It wasn't to examine the overall policies, procedures, and work at the laboratory. It was to do everything I could on behalf of the governor and the criminal justice system to identify each and every individual who potentially could have been impacted by the alleged conduct of Ms. Ducon.
And so, Anthony, now that we have that number, what David Meyer says is that there's a new database as well, and he worked with an outside vendor to create a database that hopefully won't have those same shortcomings that the initial database had, and that database will be provided to lawyers, judges, and others to determine how to further identify folks affected by this.
So it's not over yet, it sounds like. And Deb, what are some of the unanswered questions at this point in this very complicated case?
Well, I think that there are some major unanswered questions. I think that we now know that there is, again, a substantial number of people affected by this. And those folks, attorneys, I think, will be working with to contact them to determine what to do and to determine how to handle some of the collateral consequences from this. You know, if someone was charged with a drug violation, how did that affect their employment, their education, their housing? Were they deported? Were charges or sentences increased? There are a lot of factors around each individual case that will have to all be sorted through. And, of course, we have the Inspector General investigating this right now, Anthony, and his report is due out at some point this fall, looking at all procedures at the Hinton Lab. And if the Inspector General finds that everything there was problematic, we're talking tens of thousands of more criminal cases that could be potentially compromised. And then we have the criminal case against Annie Ducon herself and the Attorney General's investigation. So there are still a lot of other questions, a lot of other things happening. And we should note, Anthony, that the governor is, although David Meyer's work is done, the governor has appointed an assistant counsel to continue to work on this for his administration.
So a lot more to come in this story. Thanks very much. That's WBUR's Deb Becker reporting on the report today from David Meyer, released just a short while ago, about the number of individuals potentially affected by the mishandling of evidence at the state crime lab. You can look through Deb's reporting and key documents in the drug lab scandal at WBUR's special site, Bad Chemistry. You can find a link to it on our website, radioboston.org. Deb Becker, thanks so much.
Thank you.